Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Sounds like Wabash Cannonball to me. What do you think? I think this is actually a better... The Wabash Cannonball one is kind of weak. The whistle. I know you probably... Neil, you listen to Wabash Cannonball, Roy Acuff, on a daily basis, don't you?
Well, I don't know about daily, but it's a good one. And that is a very good whistle.
The Almanac brought to you by Authority Fence. And apparently, according to the notes here, we now have specific commercials for the Almanac and then also for the traffic that I do at about 6:25. So my apologies if I wasn't supposed to alternate back and forth. Use one for one day and the other and flip-flop it. This is the Almanac copy for Authority Fence. Keep your kids safe. Copy it. Roger. Keep your kids safe and your yard private and your pets secure with Authority Fence. With over 60 years of combined experience, family-owned Authority Fence uses only premium-grade vinyl chain link and aluminum maintenance-free fence products back to the lifetime warranty. Enjoy safety, security, and privacy with Authority Fence. Go to AuthorityFence.com, click on their free fence estimator tab, and get the ball rolling. Or give the office a call now, 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist, a proud Minnesota licensed contractor since 1994, and the title sponsor of the Bob Almanac. We have a couple of Almanac salutes here for us today, so let's get right into it.
A little foolish number, if you believe it or not. It's called the Chai Chai Polka, and Patty's going to sing it for you. We want all of you to dance in Polish, everybody. Here we go.
How about a little old time? Florian Szymielewski.
Oh.
The Polka Senator, Szymielewski Funtime, the Szymielewski Funtime Band.
Yeah.
I'm sure we play this on KASM, Chasm.
I hope so.
Our AM sister station. It's a Minnesota institution. He was a longtime state senator. He was president of the Senate. And he passed away earlier this week. Their family just announced it. He had just played at his 97th birthday party. A few months ago? On his 97th birthday at the Cloquet VFW. He's from Sturgeon Lake. Passed away at Sturgeon Lake. That's northern Pine County, almost into Carlton County. And his daughter, Patty Szymielewski, said that he just kept going. As long as he could see, as long as his arms worked, he would play that accordion. And he had been a state senator for 26 years, a farmer and a musician. He once ran for the House of Representatives, but he was defeated by Jim Oberstar.
Oh, sure.
So he stayed
in
the state.
He's a Minnesota institution. Yeah. What? That's awesome.
He stayed in the state legislature, played his music a lot, having worked at the radio station in Pine City, which is also in Pine County, obviously, and we played polkas. A lot of Szymielewski Funtime Band time, I'll tell you what. And I met him several times, interviewed him several times, and the family, and saw them live. I think the Jolly Zooks opened for him once at the Pine County Fair, and it was quite the deal. Yeah. So Florian,
I met him at the Mille Lacs County Fair. Yeah. I believe they played there once.
Yes, you're right. Yep. I've seen him at the Mille Lacs County Fair too. So Florian Szymielewski, now gone, but not forgotten. At the age of 97, another one. On the Mellotron here is Mike Pinder, co-founder of the Moody Blues and the keyboardist, mellotronist, passing away.
Tuesday afternoon.
He died Wednesday at the age of 82 at his home in Northern California. The statement said that Pinder, musician, father, cosmic philosopher, and friend, he was the last surviving member of the Moody Blues. No cause of death was given.
Wow. They're all gone now.
Yes. And how about a Bob, and I didn't bring out the sounder, but it's another Bob Almanac bonus track. I found it.
I thought you acted that dance beautifully.
Yeah,
you had a nice feel about it, had a nice flop. Mind your cleavage. It's putting me off.
You're getting all hot under the collar.
There it is.
Len Goodman to Cloris Leachman. I knew it was out there somewhere. I wasn't just making it up.
No.
It was from season 7 of Dancing with the Stars. We had Len Goodman yesterday.
Yeah. And you said you were going to find it, and you were a man of your word.
Exactly.
Well done.
Without the help of my staff, I did that on my own.
Very nice.
Friday, April 26th, 117th day of the year. This date, the first Odd Fellows Lodge in the U.S. was established in Baltimore, Maryland. To become an Odd Fellow, you just had to be odd, you know, and not just in behavior or personality or in things that you do. Like, let's say you collect all of your fingernail clippings. That's odd.
That's odd.
You would then qualify for Odd Fellows, but also physical deformities. One leg shorter than the other. You're an Odd Fellow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 4 fingers or 6 fingers.
Right.
You're an Odd Fellow. So the Odd Fellow, and I do believe the Odd Fellows Lodge is still a thing. I think that is still, what we call it?
Wow.
Fraternity? Fraternal organization?
A brotherhood,
whatever you want to call that. The Odd Fellows Lodge, 1819.
Where it was?
It was in Baltimore, Maryland, where they all begin. They all begin in Baltimore, Maryland. John Wilkes Booth killed this date. They found him. They tracked him down. They thought maybe he'd gotten help from that Mud guy.
Right.
But Mud didn't know what was going on, even though his name was now Mud. So there was a shootout with federal troops near Bowling Green, Virginia.
He was the most wanted man in America.
Oh, they wanted him in a bad way. They really did, even though he was part of a bigger conspiracy, as you're aware of, Neil.
Yes.
Right? How about 1931 in baseball? Lou Gehrig hits a home run, but is called out for passing the runner before him on base had crossed the plate. And you know what? You can't do that. That's an out then.
That's an out.
It cost him a home run, and guess what? He ended up being tied with Babe Ruth at the end of the season. He would have won the home run crown back in 31.
Oops.
Didn't Dan Ford do that? Something with Dan Ford.
I think he did.
Somebody with the Twins, late 70s, Ford passed Craig Cusick or something, or vice versa, because Dan Ford was screwing around on the base paths. He was disco.
As he was wont to do.
Yes, he was
Remember
disco.
Remember running backwards?
Yes,
in?
Yes. That was disco Dan Ford to a T.
Yeah, disco.
He was a treat.
He was.
So that was this date in 31. How about 1940? The Batman comic had themselves the Joker. The Joker made his comic book debut in the Batman comic book in 1940. I like the Riddler. I like the Penguin. But I think that the Joker is still the best Batman villain. The others are very close. They're like 2A and 2B.
Yeah.
But I think Joker is number one.
And Cesar Romero's laugh is number one for
me. Yes, definitely. Jack Nicholson's isn't bad either. 1940. How about 41? A little baseball organ music here for you. Organ played at a baseball game for the first time in Chicago. I meant to look up to see whether that was the White Sox or the Cubs in 41. Now, it might be the White Sox because they were usually ahead of the times.
Yeah.
What's his name? Vec wasn't with the White Sox yet in 41. Do you like that one, or which one do you like better? Do you like this one better?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Boy, that's...
How about this one? Tell me if you like this one. Zorba the Greek.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
These are all classics. You've heard them forever.
Oh, many times.
Going all the way back to Met Stadium, then the Metrodome, and, of course, at Target Field, where the organist, I don't know what her name is, right? She's pretty well known, and they introduce her just about every game. And she's up there amongst the fans in that little bar area.
Right.
You ever been up to that area? Is it the 200 or 300 level? You should.
200, I think. I'm not 100%
sure. It's below the upper deck.
It was Chicago's Wrigley Field.
There you go, Wrigley Field. Now this.
Hello there, young man.
It's King Ding Dong.
King who?
Ding Dong, don't you see him?
No.
But the horse is Ding Dong.
Don't To kids, I'm just as real as the good taste of that chocolatey icing and creamy filling.
Frostis introduced the Ding Dong, Neil, this date, 1967.
A fine addition to the Twinkie.
Yes. Well, the Hostess had introduced the cupcake in 1919. The Twinkie came next in 1930. Okay. And then in 1947, the Snowball.
Oh, yes.
Followed in 61 by the now discontinued Suzy Q.
Oh, yeah.
Ho-Ho's came in also in 67. So Ho-Ho's must have been about that same time as Ding Dong's. They were similar. Okay. Chocolate icing, chocolate coverages, different shapes.
Right.
And did you prefer the Twinkie to the, let's say, the Zinger? That was Dolly Madison. Madison had the Zinger.
Yeah.
Which was good, too.
It was good, but yeah, I guess I was kind of the Twinkie. I still like the cupcake, maybe best.
Yeah.
Yellow cupcake with the white filling and the chocolate top.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's what I buy.
The
I
Blondie. We call that a Blondie.
A Blondie, yeah.
So every, like, once a year, I'll get a Twinkie. And they just don't taste the same as they did when you were kids, right?
No.
Just doesn't work that way. 1975.
Hey, won't you play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong?
This song went to number one, and it set the record for the longest title of a number one song in the Billboard pop music charts. Whatever is in the parentheses does count. So it's the whole title. Hey, won't you play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song? Longest titled number one song ever. Supercalifragilistic da 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 da. Never made it to number one, Neil.
Right.
So that's why people might ask that. In the news this date in 86.
Moscow television tonight.
От Совета министров СССР. На Чернобыльской атомной электростанции произошла авария. Поврежден один из атомных реакторов.
And now to translate that from Russian, Neil Freeman.
Yarshiblu.
Yeah. For the first time ever, the Soviet Union admits it has had a nuclear accident. And it's clearly a major one.
It's almost certainly the...
He's Ted Koppel, and that was the biggest news that he had broken basically since buckwheat had been shot. Russian Chernobyl atomic power station exploded, 31 people, contamination. That area is still uninhabitable. You can't live there. Yeah. Radioactivity, explosion forced a 300-square-mile evacuation. Jeez. Other countries finally started getting the little tick-tick-ticks on their rad meter there. And they go, well, something happened there, and Russia decided, well, we better admit to it, right?
Right.
How many rads are coming our way on the Geiger counter. So that was a state in 86, 89. We need to remember Lucille Ball. Funny, funny lady, maybe the funniest of all time.
And it's TV theme time.
And, of course, I love her because she saved Star Trek. We would not have Star Trek right now if not for Lucille Ball. Because the Desilu Studios is producing the original Star Trek TV show, and it wasn't going to get off the ground. It was going to say, we're not doing it. She spearheaded it. She supported it. The rest is history.
Nice.
Lucille Ball died this date at the age of 77.
News this afternoon that country music legend George Jones has died. He died this morning in Nashville after being hospitalized with a fever and irregular blood pressure. Jones had number one songs in five separate decades and recorded more than 150 albums. He was idolized not just by fellow country singers, but by Frank Sinatra, Pete Townsend, Elvis Costello, James Taylor, and countless others.
That's quite a list. George Jones died at the age of 81, and of course a few days later, his memorial service at the Grand Ole Opry and Old Sweet Pea doing Go Rest High on that mountain. Boy, is that
good.
Gut-wrenching and very emotional. But George Jones dead this date, 2013. Lucille Ball died this date in 89. And then 2018.
Bill Cosby, three words for you. Guilty, guilty, guilty!
We begin KCAL 9 News at noon with breaking news. This is Bill Cosby leaving court right after a jury convicted him in a sexual assault retrial.
Yeah, Bill Cosby done some bad things. Slipped some Mickeys into people's drinks and just...
Chose poorly.
Yeah, just heinous. Just awful.
Yep.
And he was found guilty in Pennsylvania for sexual assault 2018. Has he been let go? due to his health. I can't remember if something had happened. I might be thinking of O.J. who had been let out of jail, but Bill Cosby, this state, that's now 6 years ago. We have birthdays now.
And Mrs. Higgins.
Can you hello?
And Mrs. Higgins.
Hello?
Don't press that button.
Hello?
Mrs. Higgins, come in here right now, would you please?
Nothing better than Mrs. Higgins. Nobody sharp pencils better than Mrs. Higgins, as I recall.
Right.
That's Carol Burnett. Speaking of funny ladies.
Genius.
And they're both redheads. Comedian. So yeah. Go with that as you will. That's why Reba's so funny, too.
Right.
Vicki Lawrence. Some of the funniest. I don't know what happened with that Vicki. What's her? The Vicki. What's the other one? Kathy Griffin. She's a redhead, but she's not funny.
No.
Carol Burnett, 91. Here today.
Nice.
Oh, that Carol Burnett show.
Cool.
How about Dwayne Eddy? Neil, in your yearbook, weren't you voted most likely to be a rebel rouser?
One of several things I was voted most likely.
Dwayne Eddy, who here he is on guitar with Rebel Rouser. 86, one of the best instrumentals.
He had a style, yeah.
One of the best instrumentals in rock and roll history. He had his group, the Zodiacs, Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. And Maurice Williams still with us.
Hey, you will want to place your sweet lips.
Now, are you hitting your microphone, or what are you hitting, your toaster?
That's
what are you doing?
Just the kitchen table.
Your Lazy Susan in the middle. Okay, it is. It's got kind of a bongo sound to it.
It does. It really does.
I mean, you're just like, what's his name? You're like Ricky Ricardo there.
Right.
Playing your bongos.
I could cue it up.
Yes. That
I didn't
is
think you could hear that,
Maurice
you
Williams.
Hear that.
Oh yeah, it comes through pretty cleanly.
Right,
you need to get an isolation mic stand. You know the one that's got the little rubber bands on it. It isolates some of that sound. You're not quite that high tech at this point, but Maurice Williams here today is 86. Can you say Babalu for me, since you're Ricky Ricardo?
Babalu.
Thank you.
If you try to interfere, this becomes a much simpler matter. I will kill your wife. I will kill your son. I will kill your infant daughter.
He is the Chicken Man. He was the head of the cartel that was making... He wasn't the head of the cartel, but he was the one making the meth. And then he got in contact with Mr. White, with Eisenberg, and he was kind of his boss in producing those drugs in. We're talking Breaking Bad, Neil.
Breaking Bad, yeah.
And Better Call Saul. He was Gus Fring. And he was quite a character. And he is one of the most in-demand actors right now. He's got multiple streaming shows out there. He's in movies. He's Giancarlo Esposito.
Sounds like a bad man right
66.
There.
66. He does it. He does. But he got half his face blown off later on.
Oops.
Hope that's not a spoiler.
Hey, kids, rock and roll.
I didn't know if this song really needed to be redone in 1989, but Michael Damian, the Young and the Restless actor, did it. And it had success on the charts. He's 62 today, one of my favorites celebrating.
Kid, you've done plenty of stuff yourself. Let's see what you got here. Here we go. Here's one right here, huh?
What? Wrong frosting.
Guilty! Yeah, I got a grown woman on my hands who doesn't know the difference between chocolate and chocolate fudge!
Well, if you hated it so much, why don't you explain to Glenn how you cut your tongue on the can?
Kevin James, he was the King of Queens. Still is.
Still is.
He's 59.
Oh my God, wait a minute! It's Paul Bear!
Uh-oh.
It's Paul Bear!
Kane, all right. It's the Undertaker's brother, and it was quite the storyline there in the WWF.
Kane, gotta be Kane.
Kane's 57 today. He's now the mayor. Glenn Jacobs, he was a college football player, then Kane. Now he's a mayor in Tennessee.
Yeah.
T-Boz today is 54 from TLC. I think you're familiar with this song, aren't you? Waterfalls.
Yeah, I always thought T-Boz was a guy until now.
Tion T-Boz Watkins, sadly, Left Eye is no longer with us. She's 54. Right. Our former first lady of the day, Melania Trump, a very sharp dresser, Neil.
Yeah, she is.
She has some dresses, I'll tell you. She's 54.
Your song's called Broken Roads.
On the piano, Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flatts. Tip our cap to him.
Talented man.
Yeah, yep. he's 53 today.
Just do whatever you want to do. You always do anyway.
Well, fine. It's settled then.
Fine.
I'll do the other book.
Great.
Enjoy the party.
Thanks, I will.
You know what? Just as well, because there really wasn't enough to the character of Nikki Heat for more than one novel anyway.
Oh, there's plenty to the character. She just needs a better writer.
Fine.
Fine.
You are a big fan of Castle, and
yes.
She played Detective Kate Beckett. Stana Katic here today is 46.
Fine actress.
Yeah, that's a good show. And one more.
It really was.
Kim, can you move back for me, please? We keep getting complaints of noise and underage drinking. Everybody sit down. We're going to be here for a while. You don't have anything sharp on you that I can stick myself with, do you?
No.
Good. Because I do.
He was Magic Mike. Neil is a stripper. I don't know if you knew
that.
That's what that movie is all about. And Channing.
Male strippers.
Yes. Channing Tatum. It's funny, I haven't seen that movie. And I have no interest to. But many people did. Channing Tatum, 44.
All right. Now that leads us into Gone, but Not Forgotten. Is he your favorite former Roman emperor, Marcus Aurelius? He might be. Probably mentioned in your history books at some point. Born on this day, 121. Not many birthdays, past birthdays that we share that are three digits, but there's one of them. This guy's got his own society, so you know he made it big. John James Audubon, born on this day in 1785.
The original tree hugger, Neil.
Yes, we've got a guy that had his own society, and another one that has his own scale, the Richter scale, dude. Chuck, don't call him Dr. Charles Richter, 1900. Do you remember Snap, Crackle, and Pop?
But there's no stopping once Pop starts popping.
Snap, Crackle, Pop, talking just to you.
That song sound system.
So you know the story of how we got the cartoon characters of Snap, Crackle, and Pop? It was just on an episode of The Food That Built America.
Built America, yeah.
How Will Kellogg came up with Rice Krispies, and it talked. The rice talked. And they started selling it, and then a guy named Vernon Grant came up with these characters, sent them into Will Kellogg, and Will Kellogg told his correspondent, his guy there, his assistant, give this person whatever they want for these characters. And we had
thus
Snap,
was
Crackle.
Born
yeah, exactly.
the three amigos there, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Illustrator Vernon Grant, who made a little money off that, born on this day, 1902. Movie producer Tamayuki Tanaka. Very scary. That was Godzilla.
No, I thought that was a Teletubby. Barney. I thought that was Barney the dinosaur,
Barney?
Right?
Right.
Well, maybe after a tough night of drinking.
Yeah,
that's
he ate
Barney.
Something that disagreed with him, perhaps. But the guy who made the early Godzilla movies was Tamayuki Tanaka. And he was born on this day, 1910, and a fine singer, a teen heartthrob, actor, Bobby Rydell. I think this was, what, about 1960 or so for Volare?
Sounds about right.
One of the many Bobby Rydell hit songs, and he was, again, born on this day, 1942. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Just lost him last year. So we'll give your staff a pass for Gary Wright.
One of my favorite songs.
1943, but not a pass for this one.
Oh, the commissioner has just stepped out, Batman. This is Chief O'Hara. I'm in charge here for the time being.
Well, thank heavens I reached you, Chief O'Hara. There's treachery in that office. The commissioner's summer secretary, the one who's replacing Bonnie, is King Tut's current Queen of the Nile.
Begorra!
We'll be there within a half hour. But don't be persuaded to take one of the commissioner's vitamin capsules.
Oh, don't you worry, Cape Crusader. I wouldn't even think of... I already took one.
Chief O'Hara, Stafford rep. Wasn't the smartest chief of police.
No, no, perhaps not, but, you know, very loyal and and dependable.
Yes, yeah, Stafford rep, who played that role very, very well next to Commissioner Gordon, 1918. Yeah. Now they're all...
gone, yes. But not forgotten.
Be my baby tonight for a Friday Bobathon, or you could go Good Ride Cowboy with Garth and the Bellamys and Let Your Love Flow.
It's Horse Expo, Good Ride Cowboy.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud.